Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Lab.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. We're down here on location at the Tradewinds Hotel, where the East-West Shrine Bowl is taking place, 2020 version. We're here with the standout, James Smith-Williams from North Carolina State. James, congratulations on this opportunity. What's it like so far just to kind of get down here and do your thing?
No, it's been a lot of fun. You know, the competition is great with the guys and swimmers, and we're all just having a blast out here playing the game and competing against each other and trying to make each other better.
Now, you got fantastic size. I mean, growing up, were you always that kid that was a little bit bigger and a little bit better?
I was 196 my freshman year of college, so I came a long way.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, now I'm really intrigued. So you had that growth spurt late. Fair enough?
I was about the same height. I gained a lot of weight. I worked really hard in the weight room, put on about 70 pounds. I was probably, I mean, my freshman year, I probably didn't get any shorter. I wasn't much smaller in terms of, like, stature. I was just put on the weight.
So North Carolina State saw something in you where they could say, we can develop this guy. Is that fair enough?
Yeah, that's fair. That tested really well at junior day there. Or whatever the summer camp was starting in high school recruit. I tested really well there, and they tried to figure me out from there. So it works with me.
All right, so the weight you added, you always had the height. I mean, how did you love basketball? Was that ever something?
No, I always played football.
Always?
I've always played football.
Let me ask you this. Pop Warner, Pee Wee days, James Smith Williams is out there. Were you that kid scoring 4 or 5 touchdowns?
No, I was a defensive lineman as a kid. I was heavier. Growth spurt somewhere in between there. I got really tall, really skinny. So my, like, kind of, I mean, in high school, I played receiver the first year. Then it was, like, linebacker, defensive end, the class too, and I was just undersized to put the band in terms of weight, but obviously I had the frame and stuff for it.
I mean, you're down here, I mean, you're kind enough to join us here for a few minutes, but I'm sure you've been being pulled left and right. I mean, where do teams look at you? I mean, strictly as a D end, or is there any outside linebacker?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit both. It depends on the team, depends on the scheme. Obviously, you know, if it's a 4-3 team, I think in that defensive end, 5-3-4 outside linebacker. It just depends on who they are and what they're looking for.
You feel comfortable with either?
Yeah, I've done both in college. I've dropped back, I've done a progressive passer, I played the run, I've done it all.
Excellent stuff. Once again, James Smith Williams here on the C2P. If you miss any of these shows in their entirety, they're free and available at iTunes and Blog Talk Radio, Apple Music. All opportunities to listen and know this player up close as he prepares for the 2020 NFL Draft. Is that kind of surreal to hear that? 2020
yeah.
NFL Draft?
No, it's crazy. I mean, yeah, you're right here on, like, I guess, like, the last leg of it. So it's really exciting. I'm really, really happy to be here.
Now, when you're down here, and, you know, I was watching you guys at practice the last couple of days, and is it weird just going into a huddle with all these new faces when you've been so accustomed?
I think it's weird huddling in general. We never huddled in college.
Oh, okay.
We huddled up to the people. We look to the sidelines, get the call, and we line up. So I think that's, the huddling period is weird, but, I mean, you guys down here are really good players. You know, they're really good dudes. So it's a lot of fun playing with them, getting to know them.
Have you caught yourself, like, looking over, anticipating you see your teammate, and there's a guy from Illinois?
Yeah, for sure. I'm looking like my pretending and stuff, and you're not there. It's funny, but no, it's just good stuff.
Excellent. Now, you're down here for a reason. You're one of the top guys at the position. I mean, if these scouts are, you're in the film room with them right now, what are those, I guess, characteristics, those hallmarks of your game that's going to pop off tape where they're going to, like, man, James, we love this?
Yeah, I think the closeness, the contact, I think the first step off the ball, I think the pass rush stuff that really catches the eyeball, so the ability to play the run too, and then I drop back and coverage every once in the blue moon, so also that's, like, I'm functional out there as well.
Now, I ask this just to benefit you. Is there anything that goes unnoticed? Maybe the system you ran where maybe you weren't allowed to do something that you're like, hey, I could do this?
Yeah, we were 3-3-5 last year, so, you know, 4-0-4 across the front. It makes it a little bit harder to pass for us, so you kind of look sort of like the junior film for stuff like that. But I think for the most part, I play a lot of games, so pretty much all on film at this point.
Weight room warrior, film junkie, anything like that?
I mean, films, I think you have to be if you're going to take care of yourself at this level and play at a high level. You have to watch a lot of film. Obviously, I gained 70 pounds. I'm in the weight room, too, and I lead my guys and my team. It's a lot of fun.
Nice. Is there anything you just stink at?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm not good at basketball. I'm really not. I'm not great at basketball.
Really?
Yeah, not a basketball guy.
That's kind of No?
Never played basketball.
Are you a better cook or a basketball player?
Cook. I'm a good cook.
Oh, yeah?
I am.
If you're gonna invite your special lady over,
steak and potatoes, 100%.
You can do it.
You're gonna do steak and potatoes.
Excellent. Now let me ask you this one. Monday night football is going on. Maybe that night, maybe that morning, family friends text you. They say, James, this guy reminds us when we see this guy play at the next level. Is there anybody you can compare this to?
I think Chubb. I get a lot just because of the high energy guy, how motivated we played together. So I've mirrored some stuff that I saw from him in my game as well, right? Because it makes sense.
Yeah, that's a fair comparison.
Yeah.
I mean, I could get that. Did you watch last night's game at all?
No.
No?
No, I'm lying to you. I probably watched a quarter or so there. I was with long days.
I know. I like getting here Sunday to get the interviews, because usually Tuesday or Wednesday, you guys, like, if I want, you're like, listen, me.
Yeah.
You're just tired.
Yeah.
You're just like, I mean, you got a beautiful smile on your face right now. You got some energy, but like I said,
you come back and meet something. Yeah, we're just really tired one down. Yeah, absolutely.
Fair enough. All right, man, before we let you go, we do appreciate you taking some time and joining us. We have a cute off-the-wall question. Ready to take a shot?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Take us inside that Wolfpack locker room.
Yeah.
Who had the most bizarre nickname, you or a teammate, and how they get it?
Wolfpack locker room. We had some characters, not so much as last year, but there's some offensive linemen that, like, I think in general they're all kind of crazy. So they were like Band of Brothers, and we used to get on about stuff like that. But, oh man, craziest guy in the locker room. There's some dudes from Florida. I think Florida guys are always out there a little bit. Yeah, you get all shapes and colors in our locker room. It's a lot of fun in there, for sure. Yeah.
Excellent. Now, your head coach, pretty solid guy. Anybody do a great impersonation of him? Would they do it in front of him?
Of Coach Dorn? I think we often do it a little bit. You know, he's like this Midwestern guy. It's like very, you know, and he has like his little eye. Like, he asks him for the questions. Like, what do you guys think about that, huh? And so, he's a great guy. He is. He's awesome.
You know, that's fun when you can joke around.
He's good too.
Hey, there's some guys come on and they're like, no.
He's a good guy. He has sense of humor for sure.
Before we let you go, one more. This, I think, is the question you gentlemen like to answer the most. Female celebrities. You take anybody out for a quick bite to eat.
I think Zendaya. That's a good one. Solid answer.
That's awesome, man. Yeah. Well, hey, man, we appreciate you stopping by. And again, we just wish you the best of luck this week here at the C2P.
For sure, man. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. And what's up? It's James Williams, Smith Williams from NC State, kind enough to join us here on the C2P.
Calls for Pro NFL Draft exclusive.